Hello and welcome to Thank You Life 101's Podcast of the Ages, all about relationships, drug addictions, and alcoholism. Learning how to create a clear path to clear clarity within your life. Hosted by Stefan Neff, CEO of Thank You Life 101. Be right back with the show right after this. Hello and welcome, everyone. I'm so happy and grateful for you guys to listening to my amazing podcast today. Today's topic is cleaning up our messes. So what do I mean by that? It's not cleaning up your dishes. Well, partially that idea. Is it cleaning up your bedroom? Well, yes, you can do that. What I'm talking about is cleaning up your messes that you have within your life. Within your life means if you have addictions, you have lying issues, that you're a procrastinator, those are messes that need to be cleaned up. If you are like me, who I was in the past, I was, like my wife says, I was top 5 procrastinator in the world. Top 2 excuse maker in the world. Top 1 liar in the world. Yeah, that's a world of billions of people. Because I was close. I was the closest to her. When we clean up those messes and when we start to look at ourselves as the person who's creating that, the universe doesn't care. The universe doesn't care who you are. All it knows is liar, excuse maker, procrastinator. Yeah, there's a list of a lot of messes that people have in their life. They have fears, they have anger issues, they have pains. Cleaning them all up. And how do you do that? So how do you clear up your messes? I've talked about this so many times, is take responsibility for your actions. Stop blaming other people. Take 100% responsibility for your messes. Because if you snap your fingers and say, okay, I'm going to stop procrastinating. Well, you have a habit formed in your life that you are automatically procrastinating things. It takes, on average, 60 to 90 days to create a new pathway. Those neurons in our brain to create a new habit. It's like that elasticity in our brains that are so normalized in lying and procrastinating, cheating people. By thinking that, oh yeah, I can change right away. That's BS. You're just lying to yourself again. How about stop lying to yourself and take and accepting the fact of who you are now. Accepting it. Yes, I am a liar. Yes, I'm a procrastinator. Ask yourself, what am I going to do about it? Hold yourself responsible. Tell the world, I'm a procrastinator. I'm a liar. That's what I did. I started taking responsibility and I started telling people, I'm the number one procrastinator in the world. I'm the number one liar. Showing people who I am. All of a sudden, creating that success habit of stop procrastinating and taking action. Stop lying and telling the truth of who I am, who you are. Because the only person you're lying to is yourself. You're not lying to the universe. You're not lying to the person next to you. Because if you're lying to the person that you're sleeping next to, means you don't trust. Trust issues. You don't trust the universe. You don't trust people. You think people are going to hate you, dislike you. People know. The universe knows who you are. They just don't tell you the truth because you don't want to hear the truth. clean up your messes. Take responsibility. Take action. And when you do, things start shifting. And if you have fear around it, then what is that fear? What does that fear look like? What is the unrealistic feeling you have around fear? Because fear is just a thought. There's no real tangible feeling. There's nothing there. People are afraid of dying, being alone, poverty. That's just a thought. Change the way we think. Change the way we react. Cleaning up our messes every single day. This topic is so large, cleaning up our messes. It would take a whole day to talk about it. We could have a 3-day transformational event just on cleaning up messes. Because they're so deep ingrained in our environment of our life, coming from our past when we were a little kid. There was all those influences. And then when we become an adult, we're using these skills. Yeah, I call them skills of a number one procrastinator. This is a skill. I was telling my wife today, I've spent over 10,000 hours being a procrastinator. 10,000 hours to being a liar from when I was a little kid until I was 46 years old. And I'm almost 50. Until I looked in the mirror and said, enough's enough. Take responsibility. Am I still working on it? Absolutely. I'm perfect? No, not a chance. I still find myself sometimes procrastinating over the most painful things. But I look myself in the mirror and say, okay, what is the fear around it? What's stopping me? What am I afraid of? Huge when you start taking responsibility. When life is handed to you on a silver platter, and I'm talking about life itself, that's the silver platter. Life itself. When we don't think that way, then we're lying to ourselves. We're procrastinating about what a silver platter really is. So I'm so happy and grateful for everybody listening to my podcast today. I could go on and on and on today about this topic, but I'll be right back with a recap right after this. Thank you so much. This podcast has been brought to you by Thank You Life 101, all about personal growth, how to get your life to the next level of clarity within your life. We'll be right back with the host, Stefan Neff, right after this. Hello and welcome back, everyone. Step one, cleaning up your messes. Accept that we are procrastinators. Accept that we're liars. And if you're not, find that one thing that's stopping you from cleaning up your messes. And if you think you don't, that's a mess itself on its own. If you don't think you have messes in your life, that just means you're procrastinating on that right away. Number two, look in yourself in the mirror. Am I living an authentic life? Clean up your messes, sir or madam. Stop procrastinating on cleaning up your messes. Number three, stop lying if you don't have messes, because you do. We all have these situations in our life that we need to clean up and clear up. Stop being afraid. Take responsibility. 100%. Take action. So I'm so happy and grateful for everybody listening to my podcast today. Remember, create the life that you've always wanted, always desired, and always dreamed of. Everybody have a fantastic day. Thanks for listening. And we're out.